could have said, yeah, we'd love for him to be here, but we had a conversation about it.
Like, we'd love for him to be here, but we know that Miles still calls the shots and Miles still runs everything, okay, and it's just not going to be a thing.
Isn't the whole point of, hey, we want Miles to be a better leader? You're just going to, hey, I'd like you to be a better leader?
Hey, I wish I also had $40 million myself personally, but I can wish these things. It doesn't turn it into reality. Like, the moment they gave Myles Garrett that money, I think they thought that this would morph Myles Garrett into a big-time leader. We've known him for a decade, Nick.
Well, okay.
We know who Myles Garrett is.
I think that's, okay, I'm not saying you're purposely doing it. It's a bit of cop-out for the Browns. Like, hey, Myles, if you could be a better leader, that'd be a big to-do for us. Like, isn't it something that has to be reinforced? Like, hey, Miles, we know they're voluntary. We'd really like you to be there next week.
It sounds like, according to Jason's reporting, they tried to do some reinforcement last year. That didn't go very well for him either.
Well, but that was before the $40 million.
Yeah, so this is going to all change something. I'm telling you, the more surprising part about all this for me is the idea that people thought Myles Garrett would be anything different this year.
No. So, I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone thought it was just going to happen overnight. But this was the easiest test to pass. Yeah? Like, this was easy thing. And by the way, he also could have just not posted that he's in Japan right now.
Again, all intentional by him.
Oh, no, agreed.
He's not happy to be here. He didn't want to be here. He wanted to get $40 million a year somewhere else and also play for a Super Bowl, not a team that Vegas thinks is going to win 5.5 games. And that's being optimistic in many ways.
But the second that you sign on the dotted line, like, in 2 years from now, if they still stink, Miles, I'll support your next trade request. 2 years from now. Not next year. 2 years from now. I'll do it. I will. So help me God. The points you'll make then will be just as good as they were the last time before you folded like a cheap accordion. But my problem is, like, okay, now you signed. Now you're complicit. The previous time, what was it, 3 years from the last contract he signed to the trade request?
The initial was a 5-year, $125 million.
All right. So 4 years, actually, because then he signed in 2021.
I think that's right, yeah.
All right. So, all right, you got 4 years. This time, I'll half it. I'll put it for 2 years. I'll do that for you. But the least you could do is, acting like you're a hostage.
He was backed into a corner.
They don't pay hostages $40 million a year, Miles.
He gets that, but also, I think it was one of the rare times that we've seen, and because this is not the NBA, and you don't get to just force where you want to go. It's one of those times where an NFL player was like, hey, my dime, my dance for, and the NFL responded with a, to hell it is. No, it isn't, Miles. You're playing our game for reasons X, Y, and Z. And so Miles did what he had to do. He signed the contract.
He didn't have to. He didn't even wait till free agency. It was the limpest fight ever. He didn't even make it to free agency, as if that offer was going to stop materializing on March 15th of this year. He didn't even make it interesting. He went guns a-blazing on Radio Row. And then 4 weeks later, was like, you know what? I really like $40 million. You guys have made a good point here. I'm going to just, I'll be a better leader. Don't you worry.
It was a long 4 weeks if it was only 4 weeks. It felt like a lifetime to me.
I mean, it was what? Radio Row was February 3rd?
Yeah, but we started the Miles conversations in early January, though. Because we were doing, remember, the Hard Knock stuff that came out and everything. I mean, we were starting those conversations very early January.
I at some point, I got to start just realizing, like, you're part. We now have to overcome whatever deficit that you have in terms of leadership. It's not just enough to, like, not be a leader while you wear a C on your chest, right? Now I have to wonder, like, okay, do I need stronger leaders around you because you can't even be bothered to do the basic thing?
You're going to get basically the bare minimum. That's what I know the expectation from them is way different than the bare minimum from a leadership standpoint, but that's what I always thought we were going to get, and this is more proof of that.
I was totally fine. By the way, totally fine with that. If Miles never presents himself as a leader, like he did at the end of the football season, then flip-flop on the Hard Knocks thing of being like, I've seen it, and it's glorious. And then a week later, there's a trade request. And then a week later is Radio Row. And then 4 weeks later, it's, hey, dinosaur cupcakes, baby, let me sign here. Like, at some point, you have to have, you need like a neck brace to keep up with Miles' personality turns here in his own.
It goes as the wind goes. But we saw that within that whole stretch of it all, too.
Well, but my point is, now you have reason to be pissed about it. Previously, it was just Miles being Miles.
Maybe it's just we've just been around him so long. I just don't have the energy to get mad at him.
Yeah, but I think it's different now because he jerked around the organization and he jerked around the city of Cleveland.
But they knew. This is 10 years of Miles. They knew when he was signing that he was not going to do voluntary stuff and he wasn't going to go above and beyond. And I would bet months from now we get some sort of spin being like, man, Miles Garrett has unlocked Mason Graham. He's the reason why Mason Graham is so great. And I bet if we got him private, Mason Graham will be like, yeah, no, he's not really doing anything for me at all.
Well, yeah, he might say that in public because that guy has... Yeah, that dude's all about football, which is a nice way of saying he's devoid of personality.
He is devoid of personality.
We like Miles. By the way, but I am the original.
That'll probably be the spin. If they start winning games, Graham-inator. And Mason Graham is great. You're the Graham cracker. If Mason Graham turns out to be great, it's going to be like, yeah, well, Miles was there teaching me the entire time. And behind closed doors, Mason Graham will be like, I kind of hate that narrative that's going around. Hasn't really done that much for me.
So you have a different way of looking at the Miles absence, yes?
Not necessarily, just more the idea that I wonder if the team was better if I would care more about this. Like if the team was better, if we'd have a different outcome. And I do think we would. I think if the team was projected to be a 10, 11, 12 win team, then I do think Miles Garrett is there at voluntary OTAs. I think it's because you're projected to be a 5.5 win team. You don't know who your quarterback is. There's zero optimism or anything around this team. That's why I think Miles right now is in Tokyo.
Oh, see, that's the funny thing. For me, this is where you need a Miles Garrett to be a real leader the most. Like when no one's giving you a chance, when your plan is we're going to get back to basics on offense and pray and hope
but his whole,
that we
his
can
whole
run
pitch
the ball
was he doesn't want to do that. Well, but he doesn't want to be part of
but the
building
point is
people up
this again
way.
this all of this should have changed the second he put pen to paper. It doesn't matter what you want anymore. When you agreed to take the money and you folded after 4 or 5 weeks of a trade request, no, you became complicit with this. So get on board and make it count.
If he got traded to the Lions, I promise you he'd be there at the voluntary OTAs right there with Aiden Hutchinson.
I don't know. I think
he would have been right there. He'd not be in Tokyo right now.
If showing his ass in Cleveland in a big way of talking a big game and then folding like a cheap accordion, and I'm going to continue to say that, 5 weeks later.
That's like number five of the accordion reference today.
If that, I would just love the accordion.
I thought you'd switch it up to cheap suit at some point.
Hungarians
but we haven't
love
gone
the
there.
Accordion. That's a true thing.
Big accordion group. Yeah.
Hungarian
there.
Club growing up, there was always, his name was Steve Powell. And that dude rocked that accordion.
So if I'd give my wife an accordion, would she just naturally know what to do?
I'm not saying no. I'll tell you that. Okay. Some of us are gifted with it. But the point is,
strange thing to be gifted with.
Like, Miles put the bullseye on his own back. He did this to himself. And so to then turn around, and again, he folded. No one made him take $40 million a year. If he was principled, as he said he was in January, or late February, or early February, let's say it was continuing to go on, I'd be like, yeah, Miles doesn't want to be here. He doesn't have a contract. He hasn't signed a contract extension. Like, Miles lost every bit of goodwill. Half of Cleveland stood up for him. I know that there are tried and true Browns fans, and I have no qualms if you just want to support Miles and that you had no that basically you looked at what Miles did initially as a betrayal and then forgave him when he signed the contract. If we've been on opposite sides of this whole thing for the whole time, I get it. This ain't about you. This is about Miles. This is about at some point you got to grow up because to what you said, the idea of, well, this is intentional, right? It's not a coincidence. He posts that he's in Japan the day of OTAs, right? Before everybody's about to get 100 questions about it.
We've seen him go to Japan and it took the St. Ignatius or St. Ed's baseball team to find out he was there. Like he wanted people to know he was there.
So at some point, if Miles is at some point, dude, just pass the bare minimum. Like, just pass the basic thing. And the team needs leadership more if they're going to be a 5-win team than they do if they're going to be an 11-win team.
Miles is telling you that's not what he signed up for. They can push that message. They can push that message. It's not what he signed up for.
Yeah, but no, when he signed up for it.
No, this is not.
You don't get to pick and choose what you do for $40 million.
Miles does. Yes, Miles does. That's what he's telling you right now. It is his ball game. He gets to decide the rules. That's the whole point. The whole point of this today is so that he gets to dictate the terms.
No.
And you see how it's working? You see how it's working? Stefanski in the clip we played in the first segment?
It's voluntary.
Howard the way that we thought he would.
Kevin the Coddler.
Because they're going to let him do this, and he knows that.
I'm going to tell you right now.
If Stefanski came out and said, I was really disappointed, we gave him $40 million, I expected more from Myles Garrett, that would be a way of sending a message that we do actually expect more. This was Stefanski saying it's voluntary. You go do you.
I'm going to tell you, because now you got me frothing here. I'm full froth. Give me my accordion so I don't get in a fight. I'm going to tell you right now, if Mike Vrabel was a head coach, this crap wouldn't pass. If Mike Tomlin was a head coach, this is my biggest problem with Kevin. Is like, you can say something in between, it's voluntary, and he doesn't have to be here. You can say something between that and hammering him. You can say, we talked with Miles, we would have loved for him to be here. He decided that this trip, you can do that. That is a way of expressing what the Browns thought. Mm-hmm. It's a way of expressing what was requested of Miles.
Right.
And by the way, Miles doesn't deserve your protection right now. All right? And I'll be honest with you. If I feel this way, I guarantee you there's not 90 dudes in that locker room that agree with everything. The NFL is so fake with this crap. I guarantee you there's dudes in that locker room that are sick of that game as well. If I'm going to call out about Jameis Winston's fake ass last year, I'm going to do the same thing with Miles. So this has repercussions. And you need everybody rowing the boat in the same direction for you to do something this year and to be more than a 3-win team. Maybe that's what pisses me off. This feels like laying down. This feels like, well, we're not going to be good anyway, so I'm just going to be in Japan. Like, if your highest paid player is thinking that way, second highest paid player is thinking that way, and your first highest paid player is incognito, what chance do you have? What chance do you really have from a leadership perspective? Let's go with Jim in Strongsville. Jim, welcome to the show, Jim.
You know what, Pot? You're black too, buddy. You're the pot in the kettle here.
Easy there, friend.
You left Cleveland. You left Cleveland. Where are your principles, Nick? Then you come back. You're like the LeBron James of Cleveland radio.
Well, yeah. So the difference is I didn't bluff. I told them I'd like a better job. They said no, and then I went to another place, and then I came back for a better job later.
I don't know what you want them to say. You keep saying, like, the Browns had expectations. Yeah, you know what the Browns' expectations were? We'll give you $40 million, which any human being is going to say, yeah, sure, I'll take it.
Yeah, because he wouldn't have got that elsewhere, Jim.
That was so that he quit wanting a trade. He's never been a leader. I don't know. All of a sudden, you want this guy to be a leader.
They
you know
want what? Him to be a leader, Jim, for the love of God. Jason tweeted about it. Jimmy Haslam talked about it.
Nothing's going to change until you get your franchise quarterback. That's where your leadership's got to come from. Look, he's never been
ready. That's such a reductive take, Jim. That's such a reductive take. You can build a winning culture without Pat Mahomes.
And yet, might ebb and flow. You have to pair up with a superstar like Peterman, like you did. You're like the LeBron James of radio.
People have been saying that.
Couldn't get it done on your own, man. Couldn't get it done on your own. You got to rely on Peterman.
Well, people haven't been saying that.
Where's your $40 million? You should be demanding it.
Very nice thing that Jim said there.
You can't. Did he?
It was nice to me.
You know what, Jonathan? I'm not always against you. See, buddy?
Yeah. Jim, frig off. Jim in Strongsville there. I like it better when he attacks you.
I noticed. I noticed. We all noticed.
How do we start at LeBron and then all of a sudden I'm LeBron with the 2007 Cavs instead of the 2014 Cavs?
We already have a LeBron James of Sports Talk Radio.
That's
here.
True.
We already have one.
LeKen.
It's taken.
216-474-0092. So to Peterlin's point, does it matter what the projection looks like on whether? So if the Browns were projected to be a 9.5 win team, would that change how you feel about Miles' no-show? Involuntary OTAs, quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.